A Metro Vancouver police officer is suing the provincial government, two RCMP officers and the city of Delta alleging a police dog bit and mauled his left leg and calf. In notice of civil claim filed in BC Supreme Court May 9, Manjinder Singh Kaila alleged he was off duty at home on May 29, 2021 when he heard a nearby crash. He said he saw a black pickup truck stop on his neighbor's lawn amid debris of vehicle and bicycle parts. Then, the claim said, Kaila witnessed a man and woman running from the scene. In the distance, he said, he saw a flashlight and heard a female voice shout, "Stop!" Court documents state he didn't see or hear any police vehicles, lights or sirens, and no one identified themselves as police. Then, Kaila claimed, he encountered the woman and told her to stop, which she did. He saw three or four individuals running up. He said they did not identify themselves as police but he assumed they could be. Kaila said he raised his arms, palms toward the group, and yelled several times, "I'm not involved, it wasn't me, it wasn't me." He said he remained still, making no attempt to flee. Kaila said when he turned to watch the police dog, he was violently tackled to the ground. He said he did not resist but yelled, "It's not me. What are you doing?" Then, the claim said, while one officer was on top of him, he heard another issue a command to the dog. The animal then allegedly bit and mauled his left leg and calf. The court documents state the two officers with the dog left, presumably chasing after the man. Kaila claims he was left, battered, bloodied and unable to bear any weight on his left ankle. In addition to the city and the provincial government, the claim names Const. Sarbjeet Singh, a regular member of the Delta Police Department and seconded member of the RCMP Lower Mainland Integrated Police Dog Service, and Const. Paul Baker, a regular member of the Dog Service. Kaila is a former municipal police force inspector and previous dog handler. He claims battery, negligence and breach of statutory duties. Among things he is seeking from the court is a declaration that he was deprived of his right to life, liberty and security of the person in violation of the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. The leg injuries required 12 to 14 staples and have left permanent scarring, the claim said. Kaila asserts ankle, back, shoulder and calf injuries, some requiring ongoing chronic pain management. He said he experiences sleep disturbances and nightmares, post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety, depression, shame and humiliation. Kaila is seeking multiple damages including aggravated and punitive damages as well future care costs. In a statement to Glacier Media, the Ministry of Public Safety and Attorney General said it was unable to comment as the matter is before the courts. The city did not respond to a query by deadline. None of the allegations have been proven in court. J.H. Ainsworth at glaciermedia.ca Twitter.com/Janeswo